This is Vitek Tape Show on air every day. Indie music from Tavern di Corciano to the world.
Acqua Blag, scivolando in alto.
Scivola via. Scivola via. Insegno la vita, corro, salto, rimango sul mano. Mondo, mondo, disegno rotondo, mano strano, richiamo lontano. Cuore sale, insegno la vita, corro, salto, rimango sul mano. Alto, 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 alto,
alto, no, alto.
Invece no, girato l'angolo, ritorna giù. A tratti sintonizzo il suono. Sistema ritmato, chi lo sa, la 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 la, lo sto immaginando, parla pa, sempre in alto, un sistema ritmato, chi lo sa.
Scivola.
Reversal, change.
If I could travel through time, I'd try to find out what would make you feel safe. Now that you're gone, miles away from us, can you hear my voice crossing the space? See you again on a Sunday morning. see you smile in the velvet night, while the stars last the shape of your hair. I don't know where I'll land in the end, and I don't know how to forget. You sing a thing that you used to tell me, imperfect symmetries, another roof of a starry darkness goes with sleep in my head. And another world gets born again, another day to make me change. Inside my mind I find what is hidden beneath everything I've ever believed.
David Cooler, Dog Hunting Man.
About that time on the radio. Mud Jeff saw a big buck cross the road, said, "Look out, fellas, 'cause here he comes." I turned around and looked at him. He looked back at me with a big old grin. He spun his hat around as he said, "Well, turn them loose, let them run. It won't be a minute that the race is on. The once they hit that side was mine. The dogs went to singing their sweet song. Wait just a minute, they're coming my way. Maybe this will be my lucky day. But daddy, I hope you understand. I'm a full-blooded dog on it, man. State, buying up property and putting up gates. Said, "I don't want you or your dogs on my land." He said, "I've never hunted by running dogs. In fact, it should be against the law, 'cause all you need is a corn pile and a stand. Understand?" Well, early one morning we made a drive. The Beagles took an 8-point across the line, and shots rang out like thunder through the air. Yes, they did. The rich man came down the road doing 85. He slammed on brakes with a power slide. I couldn't believe my ears when he said, "Let's turn them loose, let them run. I can't remember having that much fun. The way them dogs went to singing their song, I could have listened all day." Daddy started this club many years ago. A lot of hard work, he made it grow into a way of life just for you and me.
Michele Crignac, Hope.
Rainville, Caffè Fortuna.
Mio padre scendeva nella miniera, uguali nel buio il giorno e la sera, nere le facce, candele tremanti, lavoratori stranieri e migranti, terra rossastra e binari nel verde, in galleria quanta vita si perde. E al caffè Fortuna per un bicchiere provava a scordare stanchezza e dolore. Al caffè Fortuna finito il bicchiere scendevano a volte due lacrime nere. La strada dritta, le case in fila, il cielo pesante, l'aria che gela, da dietro le nuvole uscirà un sole, ci sorriderà per un giorno migliore, e per noi figli un altro domani, mezzi stranieri e mezzi italiani.
Ritoschi, Il Machine.
In a new machine.
Alison Felix, Sipa and K-Fox interview.
Representative of America right now. We talk about gold medalist Alison Felix.
Woo!
From the name, I thought she was a white girl. So let's get this clear. She is Afro-American from California.
Afro-American? We don't use that term anymore.
Being polite. She black. She black.
But wait, you are a four-time Olympic gold medalist.
I am, yeah.
How does that feel?
It's pretty amazing. Like, I don't think it completely has sunken in yet, but it's just, London was phenomenal. It was just such a cool experience.
The Olympics that just passed was your first gold medal?
I had a gold medal in the previous Olympics through the relay. So this was my first Olympics.
Oh, this is just you?
Yeah, just me.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was big.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you people, meaning athletes, not black people, I don't know how you train and, like, dedicate your life to, like, obviously you see me, I don't run that much, but how do you put all that how do you get your mind in that zone to run the fastest against the world's fastest people?
I mean, it's pretty crazy because you're training like 4 years for 21 seconds,
right?
So when you think about that, it's sometimes it just becomes too big, but you're passionate about it. You know, you love it, and that's what you do with your lifestyle and stuff. And then I'm super competitive, like, I
really?
Everything, like, I need to win.
From when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, you so, need to, like, win.
Yeah.
See, I don't have that. My boss always gets mad at me. I don't have the, I love what I do, and I want to win, but I don't have that, I need to win.
But then your coaches must put that, instill that in you as well, right?
I mean, I have my coaches, he's pretty crazy. He's Bobby Kersey, and he's just like, he's intense. And so it's like, even if you didn't have that drive, he would give it to you.
Right.
You know, like he said, he's that yelling, screaming, like, you're going to do what he says.
Wow.
So what's the day? You get up at what time in the morning?
It's not super early, like, it's around like 8:30.
And then you just...
Yeah, we had to track.
I know, like, what? How do you prepare for something like that?
you're just ready. You go, you spend about like 2-3 hours on the track, and that's doing like short stuff, longer endurance stuff. And then you head to the weight room for like another 2 hours, and that's Olympic lifts, plyometrics, free weights.
I saw something, you could lift like 700 pounds with your legs.
I have before, yeah.
Uh-huh. 700 pounds.
Hmm. Now, I don't know if this is a factor with what you do, but do you feel that being a black woman, you have more to prove in your arena, or does it not matter?
I mean, I think I wouldn't say more to prove, but I feel like it's a privilege. You know, you like want to put it on display, and just that you are this, you know, powerful black woman, and that you know, in every aspect of your life, you can be successful. And I feel like it's an honor and a privilege to do that on the track and to represent our country well.
You met Barack, right?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, remember Rock?
Not yet.
I thought you were on some presidential practice thing.
Yeah, but he hasn't made it over there yet. So the first lady is really heavily involved in it.
Matt,
so
her?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, you and Michelle like this?
Not so much like that, but, you know, we're getting there.
I thought you meant Barack. I thought you and Barack was like,
I wish.
But wait a minute.
Who comes?
I want to see
the gold medal.
The gold medal, yes.
I'm gonna let her whip them out. I am. So this is the actual gold medal. Yeah. Is this the one they give you when you're on that stand, or do they give you like a fake one for then and then give you another one?
No, this is it. This is.
How did that feel when you received your gold medal at that time? What was your first gold medal?
Yeah.
Were you like, oh my god, I'm having an outer body experience, or were you like, this is meant to be, finally?
It was kind of just like out of body almost, you know? I was just closing my eyes, trying to, you know, feel that moment, and I knew my family was in the stands, and I knew they were emotional. It was amazing.
Nice. Now, you're going to be going to Africa to help with some kids, or
yeah.
You're going to Rwanda?
I am, yeah. I'm a part of this organization called Right to Play, and they help kids in third world countries.
I mean, Rwanda, kids, yeah.
They help them, learn life lessons through sport, and so it's something I'm really excited about. My first trip to Africa, so it should be good.
Nice.
Oh, really? It's your first trip?
First trip.
After
yeah.
all, because you run professionally, right?
No, we don't run that much in Africa, though. They're having some meets there, but.
That's because them Kenyans, they do those marathons.
They
don't care about you short runners. They're like, whatever.
They got that.
They dominate that.
Sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And you're also a big basketball fan.
Yes, I love basketball.
Who's your team?
The Lakers. I'm an LA girl, so.
Oh, you're from LA?
You know you're in New York right now.
I know, but I gotta rap for my Lakers. Yeah. And you know, we got a good squad going on right now, so it should be a fun year.
You play basketball?
I did in high school, but it wasn't very serious.
Oh. So did you, are you like the female Usain Bolt? Like, is that the same thing you ran?
Yeah, we pretty much the sprint. Yeah, my goals were in the 200, the 4x1, and the 4x4. And yeah, his were 1-2 and 4x1. So.
You met him?
Yeah.
You ever race him?
Yeah, I knew him before he was fast. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you probably know all these people. It's like, yeah, the industry, like when you're coming up.
Exactly. Same deal. We've been racing each other since we were teenagers. So.
See, the thing about like, you know, athletes is that you guys work hard and you guys also play hard. Because okay. I've been out and about with athletes. So I want to
know where this is going.
Yeah, how hard, like, dude, when you, after it's done and you've gotten your gold medal and you're like, finally, I can not be so disciplined. What do you do on your off time?
Well, I'm more laid back. So my big thing is, like, I want to eat what I want to eat, you know? So I, like, make a list of where I want to go, the foods I'm going to eat, and then vacation. And, you know, everyone's kind of different in their own things. But my thing is, I have to get away from the track and just completely just not work out. Yeah.
What, so, are you, this is gonna sound weird. Are you rich?
Am I rich? I think I do pretty well.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
This is like how you make your living.
Yeah,
this
definitely.
Is good.
Yeah, I feel like I've been blessed with some great sponsors, Nike and Gatorade.
You sound pretty nice to me.
So I've definitely been blessed.
Hook me up with some Nike stuff, man.
I get
a couple pairs once in a while, thanks to Donnie.
Yeah, I saw you giving some away too.
I spread love, baby. You gotta feed the wolves, or the wolves are gonna feed on you, man. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I really, really appreciate you giving me this medal.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for our gift.
You're gonna have to collect.
From Tavern di Corciano to the world.